Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Lenoir Rhine safety, Kyle Duggar. Kyle was named to the first team All-South Atlantic Conference at both defensive back and as a return specialist and played in 14 games for the Bears last year. Kyle, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Appreciate it. You for having me.
Kyle, to start, I mean, we're really big fans of your tape. You tested off the charts. So you got to tell us, how did you end up at a D2 school? Like, were all the college recruiters asleep at the wheel?
No, I don't think they were asleep. I think it was kind of they're kind of hesitant to offer me because I was such a late bloomer in high school. And I only had one solid season, which is my senior year, where I started on both sides of the ball. So I think they're just a little hesitant. And LR came and offered me on my first visit. And I took it as soon as I had the opportunity.
Kyle, can you take me through the recruiting process for a D2 player?
In my special circumstance, I was just like school that I'm at now. They were the only school to offer me that was D2. Every other school was a D1AA, and they had interest. But I feel like most guys, it's a decision whether to go D2 or JUCO or a prep school. And so I think that's kind of the main options. Like a lot of all the schools in the same conferences offer players, and then after that, it's just kind of like whether to go JUCO or to a prep school.
And Kyle, what was it about your senior year that clicked for you?
Honestly, it was I was blessed to have grown a couple inches and put on weight. I did realize, like, in the position I was in, I didn't have any offers, any interest at the time going to my senior year. So I realized maybe, like, just what I was doing, you know, doing all the workouts that I was being given by the school and just putting my all into that wasn't enough in my situation. I would have to go do extra. So I really spent a lot of time, a lot of days on the field by myself and in the gym by myself. And I think just that extra time might have made it happen for me.
Going off that, how was the transition to the college game?
It was mainly the speed was the biggest transition. I mean, and the maturity. I mean, a lot of guys, you know, you're playing with guys, even as a freshman, you're playing with guys that are sometimes 24 and 25. And you're just 18 coming out of high school, or 19 in my situation. And so just really just realizing that even though you might be younger, you're going to have to play as a young man. You're going to have to kind of bow up, and you can't be, you know, scared. You just got to play. Let the aggression out.
You talked about the speed of the game. How did redshirting end up help your development?
It helped me tremendously because I was able to put on 20 pounds or 18 pounds of muscle, and my body was able to develop. I was able to get faster and a lot stronger, and I was able to really get into the groove of taking college classes and doing practice stuff without actually playing games. So I would have time to still, like, work out and do a lot of extra stuff, and I think all that time really helped me a lot because it helped my body really mature.
Kyle, did you expect to start so young?
No, I didn't. I didn't expect to start as young as I did, but I'm blessed to have the opportunity. I'm glad that I did.
With that in mind, Kyle, you get there, redshirting, then having a really successful first year as a redshirt freshman. How then difficult was it being forced to medically redshirt your sophomore year after playing so much as a freshman?
It was very difficult just because I had spent my entire summer in this city, had a lot of time, and a lot of time I had put into the summer. So to not have the opportunity to play a game, it was very frustrating and very difficult for me, but I think it made me stronger in the end, and it definitely was humbling.
Kyle, so as we mentioned earlier, you're a return specialist as well. So when did you start returning punts, and what has allowed you to be so successful at the special teams position?
I didn't start returning punts until my freshman year. I actually returned punts for the first two games, but I was taken off of it just because I struggled in my second game to with my decision-making and fielding the punts, but I got back to it my sophomore year. And I think really mainly what helps me is just at a young age, I played running back until my junior year in high school. So I think that might have had a lot to do with like me being able to see the field and kind of have a feel for everything when I get the ball in my hand.
Now, Kyle, we look at it last year, really successful as a punt returner. You're still an elite safety. Do you see you continuing to take on punt returning this year?
I definitely look forward to it. It's something I definitely enjoy, having the opportunity to make a difference in the game other than on defense. And I'm not so limited to just, one side. I feel like it's having a bigger effect on the game. So it's definitely cool. It's something I look forward to.
Kyle, so this is your senior year. What are some of your upcoming goals for the season? Are you possibly thinking about the Senior Bowl? Can you talk me through that?
I really want to win a national championship with my team. Be able to win another conference championship would be great. And as far as individual accolades, at this point, it's really nothing I really look forward to more than just those two things. But just winning a national championship, maybe going undefeated as well, definitely going undefeated and winning a conference championship would be great.
Kyle, you guys were really successful last year. I think definitely a national championship is in the realm for you guys. But you have this coach, Drew Kronick. What's it like playing under him?
It's good. It's very good because he's very structured and he holds everybody to the same level of accountability. So I definitely enjoy playing under him, just seeing how he pushes us and how he takes care of us and really makes us go get, and earn everything that we work for and really work together and just teaching us how to be young men and things like that. So I'm definitely blessed to be able to play under him and have the opportunity.
What would you say to athletes who aren't playing D1 football?
I definitely have to tell them just trust in yourself, because a lot of people are going to, they don't know your story like you do. And so if you feel like you have what it takes to reach whatever level you're trying to play at, just go get it and be consistent and let it drive you crazy. Then just keep working. No matter what happens to them, just keep working through all the adversity. Everything that happens, keep working. You just separate yourself and just go get it.
Now, Kyle, there has been a lot of buzz surrounding you at this point in the process. I know it's early on. You haven't even played your first game yet. But at what point did you realize, all right, there's a little bit of NFL buzz surrounding me and it could be a legitimate chance that I could be playing in the NFL one day?
I realized it probably the beginning of this summer when I had a junior day. I was able to run for the Seahawks scout, and I did okay at that junior day. I did pretty good and was able to get my name out there. So that was when it really started to come to a realization for me.
Kyle, so because this is your last year, how have you trained differently knowing that you have a possibility of playing in the NFL next year?
I've taken a training at a facility in Lawrenceville, Georgia called U48 Fitness. That's helped tremendously with, every aspect of my game. And I've really just taken it seriously and been able to work with guys who have pros in their facility and just being able to work around pros and with pros and ask them questions on their experiences has been huge for me. and it completely changed the way I see, you know, things on and off the field. So really, I say training with E48 Fitness has been a big difference in my off-season training, and has been tremendous for me.
And Kyle, there isn't always a ton of film on smaller school guys. You think of the top tier programs, there's numerous games that scouts get to watch. So what would you want scouts or GMs to know about your game?
That I'm a quick learner and that I'm versatile. We've had four different defenses in the years that I've played, and I've been able to pick them up. Every year we've got a different defense, and I've been able to pick them up, and I feel like the way I can grasp the defenses and concepts and see things on the field and use my mind on the field, I think that really helpful. And it's my versatility, being able to play in the box as well as play man and move in the to the deep coverage and things like that. I think it'll be very helpful.
Once your football career is over, is there an interest you have or anything that you want to get involved in?
I've always had interest in architecture. That's always been something I've been interested in since I was younger. So if there's anything, it'd definitely be that. I definitely like sports, like being keeping up with statistics and players and analytics and things like that would definitely probably be something I'd be interested in as well.
With it in mind, Kyle, we know career aspirations after the game, but as you look at the next phase in your football career, the NFL in sight, have you started meeting with agents yet? And is there anyone helping you with the process at this point?
I haven't really had an agent. I don't have an agent or anything. I don't really have anybody helping me with the process right now. I'm just trying to focus on the season. Besides that, figure all that out after the season ends.
Kyle, for any rising high school athlete, what is one piece of advice that you would give to them?
I would tell them to start doing extra, to start separating themselves from everybody else, because as you get older and as the competition gets better, you start to realize that you're not so different than, you know, the better athletes from other schools and other areas. So it's going to be the extra things, the stuff that you do that they don't, that's going to separate you a lot of times. So just doing extra things and then working on leadership skills and learning how to lead a team and lead by example as well as vocally, things like that, that goes a long way.
That was Kyle Duggar from Lenoir Rhine. We really appreciate you taking the time to be on the podcast, and good luck this season. We can't wait to see you on Sundays.
Yeah.